count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Ferrett.
Welcome back in as we continue the program here on WGNS, AM/FM, and we have Janie Becker joining us in studio to talk about the Rutherford County Farmers Market. And we're about ready to get after the farmers market this year, aren't we?
We are. It's knocking on our door.
You know, we've got some cooler temperatures coming in, and so some folks are kind of worried about could have some frost, and that could be damaging, couldn't it?
And some of the outlying areas, they've had substantial frost already. Some of the folks have got an early start on growing might be experiencing some of that damage, but we've gotten a head start this year and are a little bit out of sorts, I think. But
isn't tax day generally the day that we kind of get started with all
that's a good guideline. That's generally considered the frost free date, but we've had frost as late as the first week of May before.
It's just been a very unusual year. This is the first, I mean, March was just so warm,
right? I don't think I cut my heating on for over a month. It's just been that nice.
Well, the reason I mention that is because I'm sure some of the growers who bring their products to the farmers market, they're having to do some extra work if they've already got an early start on their garden.
Right, you know, there's a lot of gamblers out there who like to go ahead and get things started as soon as possible. So I imagine there might be some losses and some damages and some. Probably, if there's not, there's going to be some really sleepless nights while people are out there trying to protect their crops.
Because, you know, you have to be really careful, because if you do cover to protect, if you don't get it off soon enough, you know, the heat's going to kill the plants, too.
It can if we get to high extremes the next day, but that's not a real concern. It's just that some of our warm weather crops are more sensitive than others. Mm-hmm. Corn can handle a light frost, for instance. Tomatoes, not so much. You're really going to have to do something to protect them.
Yeah. So, well, I'll let you talk with Bart about this more tomorrow morning. We kind of got to, but I wanted to draw the comparison, because a lot of people are getting an early start on their gardens, and May the 11th, we could see some produce there that maybe we haven't seen on a May 11th.
I expect to have some different offerings this year because people have gotten a head start. A lot of our vendors grow in greenhouses, so they do squashes and zucchinis and get a real head start. Maybe just putting things out, waiting to put things out and getting them growing in the greenhouse enough to actually get some production. So some of those people who do live in the warmer protected areas, I'm sure we'll see some tomatoes on opening day from greenhouses and from some really entrepreneurial producers.
I bet they'll go fast too.
They will.
Let's talk about the Rutherford County Farmers Market, which again, opening day is May the 11th. Last year was kind of a different year, a branch out year for the farmers market. You did some things around Christmas, and also I wanted to kind of catch up on what happened last year as well. How did that go during the holidays?
It went really well. We were pleased. The customers just gave us a rave response about being open on Sunday afternoons, and we do plan to do that again this year in November and December as we approach Christmas.
Boy, that's a great time. And someone asked me, and you know, what in the world do you sell at a farmer's market in November and December? But there were plenty of
offers. We had no shortage. A lot of farmers had planned on it, and so they planted extra cool crops that maybe they weren't used to growing, or some that they grew less of normally. We also allowed some crafts and that sort of things, but there was no shortage, and the customers all left happy from what I experienced.
This the farmers market really has grown and grown since you've been in the new facility. I'm not sure. Right. I guess we can still call it new, but it's fairly new to the location outside of Cannonsburg. And boy, it's really allowed some growth that has been really great.
It has. This is our fourth year in the new facility at Lane Agri Park, and it offers us a lot more comforts, the expansion of how many producers we can hold. The customers are more comfortable. The vendors are more comfortable. The product is actually higher quality over the course of the market day because it stays cooler. It's out of the sun, out of the dirt. It's offered us so many benefits.
You know, along those lines, we're seeing more and more people wanting to buy their produce and things of that nature from the farmers market. We're seeing a resurgence in that type of buying from consumers, aren't we?
Right. There's a whole group of folks that actually call themselves locavores, meaning they try to do everything they can to only eat things that they knew were grown in a certain region, local or regional level. And at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, all of our products are from Middle Tennessee. You can have a conversation with a person who dug that or baked that or made whatever product you're buying.
There is some type of vetting process, I'm sure, that those who are coming in to sell have to go through?
There are. We have an application, and we require that every applicant have a, if they're from out of county, that their county extension agent has confirmed that they are indeed the producer. And we do a number of on-site farm visits throughout the year.
So why is that important? I mean, why is it, does that really add another layer of approval on this is a quality product? Is that
well, it adds a layer of trust, mm-hmm. both with the consumer and with other producers. It's a lot of work to grow that much food, and you want to stand side by side another farmer that you know has put all that into it. And also the customers come to expect that, and we want to be able to have to be able to stand by what we're offering.
Janie Becker is joining us today with the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Again, opening day is Friday, May the 11th.
That's right. We have a lot of new things going on at the market
this
year.
I want to open that door for you to walk right through. But one of those that I think is going to be important for people, we're in a society that doesn't really carry around a lot of cash anymore. So, but now you're going to actually have credit, debit, and EBT cards taken.
That's been a complaint through the years is, where's your ATM machine, mm-hmm. or do you accept EBT payments? We get a wide variety. Do you sell gift certificates? We have a solution for all those issues this year. We've gotten a grant. We're partnering with MTSU, and we've gotten a grant from the USDA that's allowing us to kick off a program where we can accept credit, debit, and EBT transactions at the market this year.
Now, the EBT, that is for those
that aren't familiar with it, it's electronic banking transfer. It's what's formerly known as food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now all in a digital format.
And that offers a healthier choice to those
exactly.
who have those cards.
Right. Working on this grant, we found out that there are two recently designated food deserts right in the heart of Murfreesboro, and that from in the last 4 years, there's been almost a 90% increase in food stamp recipients in the county. So there's a huge need for fresh, wholesome foods in the county, and we're trying to help bridge that gap.
And I'm sure you're working to get the word out to those particular areas that now we can take the EBT cards.
We are. We're working with a lot of different community partners, government organizations, nonprofits to share that word. We're also offering something with this grant that we're really excited about. We are on the far side of town for a lot of people. There's
right.
more and more development on the west side, but there's a lot of people downtown that still have a hard time getting to us. And Rover, right now, I know they're looking into it, but they don't offer service across the interstate where we are. And so this grant is opening up an opportunity for us to provide transportation once a week,
mm-hmm.
To a few different locations. And we're trying to make that as affordable as possible.
Well, great. Do you have all the details worked out on that yet?
We're working out some of the details, but I do know our stops mm-hmm. will be in the Spring Valley and over around the Tennessee Mercury area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a apartment complex over there that we're looking at a stop. The Patterson Park Community Center, that's where a stop will be. The St. Clair Senior Center, Westbrook Towers area, as well as Franklin Heights, over around,
right.
around Bridge Avenue.
Yeah.
So we'll be working with partners in those areas to advertise that heavily.
So there'll be once a week, whether it be?
It'll be on Tuesday mornings.
Tuesday?
We do know that.
Okay.
We'll run it on Tuesday mornings. The times are not, there's a lot of details to work out with that. It's a lot of logistics. But we are working on a very affordable fare that will give you a round trip to the market and back, mm-hmm. back to those locations. So,
well, another thing that I see is a time of 7 a.m. until noon. Is that different?
That is different. We've since 1975, the hours have been 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that means that vendors, producers, and myself have to be there at 4 a.m. There's not a lot that goes on that early.
No?
We started to look at it from even from 6 to 7. We didn't have all that much activity. And we were getting lots of requests to be open a little later for people who take lunches between 11 and 12. So we said, let's just break this cycle and bump it up an hour, and everybody gets an hour of sleep.
So. And no one's complaining.
No one has complained yet.
And I'm sure the producers that are coming in would like to have that extra hour.
They
as
are
well.
Very excited.
Because if they're there at 4, you know.
Some of them are coming from, you know, an hour and a half away, and they've got to load up their trucks. They've had to do a lot of preparation. We have bakers that are, you know, waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning to get that, to get this stuff as fresh as possible, load it up in the truck, and then get to market by 4. So
wow.
They're going to appreciate it.
Yes, I'm sure they will. You know, there's nothing like getting up at 2 a.m. instead of 1 a.m., but
right.
I used to do it that
helps,
back in the
it
day.
Helps. Yeah,
I'm
Every
sure
bit.
It does. We're talking to Janie Becker today with the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Some of the new things that are going on, we've just kind of recapped those, but 7 a.m. until noon, that is a nice addition. I really like the later time because I think it will allow folks who would like to take their lunch break and are busy with the kids and getting everybody off to work in the morning. The later time, I think, will be beneficial too.
Yes, I think it will.
What else is new this year with the Farmers Market?
Well, we have the Master Gardeners are going to have a big presence in the market. They are going to continue their First Fridays at the Market workshops. We are looking into having music at the market. We got such a positive response during our extended season from having music at the market. Sunday afternoons is a different time slot for music than is a weekday morning
sure.
early. So we're trying to find a balance between not aggravating anyone and still providing an enjoyable atmosphere.
Some people are grumpier in the mornings, maybe.
They tend to be. That coffee is very needed. So.
Well, that is great. You have some programs. You kind of mentioned that, but on occasion you'll have a special speaker that will come and do some demonstrations and things. I'm sure you're going to plan to continue
right.
those.
We will have some cooking classes. I think the last Tuesday of the month, we're trying to coordinate a regular cooking class on those days. And we've had some guest restaurants come in and do some demonstrations. We haven't got all those lined up, but we try to keep something going on as much as possible.
In terms of those who can bring their produce and things, we've already kind of touched on this, but are there any openings still to do that, or how does
there
someone
are.
Do that?
We try to be available to both the professional produce grower mm-hmm. Or food producer, as well as someone who casually wants to see what it's all about. You know, a kid that wants to try their hand at growing a small garden and what can I do with all these green beans? Well, you can sell the extra. So we are available through the whole season for daily vendors. We do have a season vendor program that most people sign up in the next couple of weeks. We have our annual producer meeting next week, April 17th. At 1 p.m. at the AgriPark Community Center, where the market's held, for anyone who is interested in selling at the market.
Okay. All they would have to do is call the UTTSU Extension office?
That's right. And they can also look. We have a Facebook page. They can email me through the Facebook page. We also, it's facebook.com/ Rutherford County Farmers Market, all spelled out. You can also email me. I'm out there, jbecker8, like the number, at utk.edu, and I'll be happy to answer anyone's questions.
So there are at least 8 Jay Beckers, huh?
At some point in the past in the University of Tennessee system. That's what that means, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Anything else that's there that you want to make sure that we pass along to folks? Kind of hit the highlights?
We'll have a major presence of MTSU at the market. We want to put that out there that we're thankful
sure.
for them. We couldn't be doing this, the EBT project, the transportation, without the help of Justin Gardner and Dr. Warren Gill at MTSU. They've been instrumental in getting this going.
You know, it's really neat to see not only the UT and TSU extension, but also the local college here, all coming together. It's very unique mm-hmm. area that we're in here in Middle Tennessee, and especially Rutherford County, to be able to combine the resources of 3 universities.
Rutherford County is really in a fantastic position to have so many collaborators and so many good resources for our community.
Well, I remember Dr. Gill from his days, you know, with the UTTSU Extension Service as well. So he and I go way back, and he's a big supporter of what goes on in the 4-H program and the adult programs and such. So we've got a good advocate over there anyway.
We really do. So.
Well, great. Let's recap everything that's coming up here and kind of give folks an idea of when things start with the Rutherford County Farmers Market and times and such.
Okay. The Rutherford County Farmers Market will open for the 2012 season on May 11th. That's a Friday. We'll be open from 12 to noon. That schedule is Tuesdays and Fridays through October, 12 to noon. And we will be able to accept EBT, credit, and debit payments for all purchases at the market. Every vendor will be able to accept a form of those. And we will have transportation to and from the market. Details are to come. We will be back on WGNS as soon as we have all those materials and sharing them with community partners from a few different areas in downtown Murfreesboro. And we're looking forward to a great season.
It's going to be a good season. You can find more on Facebook as well, and it's facebook.com/Rutherford County Farmers Market.
That's right.
All spelled out.
That's right.
And we, of course, have all of the dates, or will. We may not have them right now, but we have them on our community calendar section of our website. Right. And the new thing about the calendar is it's also got a Google map, so if you're unfamiliar of where the Lane Agri Park is, but it's pretty easy to find. Mm-hmm. Just turn off of Old Fort Parkway by Sam's and right. Take John R. Rice Boulevard.
Yeah, people are still, it's our fourth season and people are still finding out about us. So it's great that we always have an untapped audience. We'd like as many people to find out as possible, though.
Anytime you want to come by and tell us some of the new things going on at the Farmers Market, we'd be glad to have you.
All right. Thanks so much,
All
Brian.
Right, thank you. Janie Becker joining us from the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Looking forward to that May 11th start. 7 a.m., a little later, too. I'm kind of digging that, too. I kind of worked in a little gardening pun there. Stay with us.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.